up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It is time for the gang-related recap show right here on Variety Radio Online. Alongside of me, I have all the way in the mountains of West Virginia. It's amazing how she gets internet service out there in the mountains. Amy McCracken, what's up, Amy?
Nothing much, Mike. Nothing much, Mike. I think for gang-related, we need to change my state.
Really?
Yeah, like put me in Montana or something.
No, I'll put you in East Los Angeles. East LA.
Okay, there we go. Okay.
So you can feel part of the show.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Sounds good. Okay, cool then. So have you already sent out a tweet already to let people know that we're doing a live show of this new Fox show?
Yes, I have, and I'm going to send out another one right now.
Sweet. So now, people, if you're tuning in, of course, we do this. We do a bunch of recap shows here on Variety Radio Online, and we do have a chat room open. So if you if you're looking at the browser on a computer, you can scroll all the way down, and you can actually sign in through your Facebook and join the conversation in the chat room. If not, if you're listening on your phone or some other device, it's cool. You can still, after the show, leave a comment through your Facebook page at the end. We'd love to hear your comments on this brand-new show that just hit Fox last night, Thursday night. Of course, today is Friday, May 23rd, and we're going to be talking about this every day, every week. There's a new show that's called Game
Later. Until the end of the season.
Yes, and this was the pilot episode. Now, I know that you watched it before I did.
Yes, I did. I did.
So, without giving anything away, and I always do this, how did you feel about the whole episode?
I love it.
Really?
I loved it. It's a new twist, something we haven't seen in a while. I mean, you've got good cop, bad cop. Yeah, we see that all the time. But you got good cop, bad cop in one guy.
Yeah.
And I love it.
That is kind of new because you don't see that stuff unless you see in the movies. But it's never – it's always like a good cop and then he's going undercover and then you don't know if he's going to get out of it. But I don't think – I can't remember the last time I saw something like this where you're watching and straight off you're like, wait a second. He's working. What? How can he do this?
Yes. You know? Best thing ever.
So I guess what we're going to do is I kind of wrote my notes. If you can hear them here. I have tons of stuff, and I kind of went through the episode. Normally, we kind of talk about the highlights, but considering it was a pilot episode, I guess we can kind of start off on some of the people in the show.
Sounds good to me.
I know that Jenny Fly, my friend, she texted me last night, and she was like, oh, my God, she loves this show. And I don't know if it's because I asked her. I was like, she's like, gang-related is so great, !x5. I said, and why do you say that? Because I wanted to say it on the air about the show. She said, she claims because it had action the whole time, and it reminds me of the Leo and Matt Damon movie with Jack Nicholson, The Departed, which is, that's a big compliment right there, because The Departed, did you ever see that movie?
Never seen The Departed.
Oh, you got to see The Departed when you get a chance.
Okay.
And she put here, and the boys are hot.
Yay, Jenny, I'm with you there.
So we got Ramon Rodriguez. Who plays Ryan Lopez. He's the LAPD detective, and then he's also...
Flash gangster?
Yeah, raised in the Acosta family, who's kind of running the streets with everything. And he's been in a lot of movies. I mean, he was just in Need for Speed. I think he was in the Transformers movie. I'm not going to lie. I'm used to seeing him more of a comedy kind of role in a sense of being funny. When I first saw this trailer for this show, I was like, can my boy pull it off? And it was believable. I like him in this role.
Yeah, he's really good.
You know, but
he's
I think he shows his emotions in this series a little too, like, I would have already, like, there's times where he, like, makes facial expressions or he looks the other way. I'm like, dude, you're going to give yourself away. Like, you need to calm down a little bit. Like, there were a couple stressful moments in this episode for him of the cops finding out his true identity, you know?
Yeah, but I think we're talking about his facial expressions. I don't know. I don't think Sam's stupid, in which Sam is Terry. I don't remember Terry's last name, but Terry's his real name.
Yeah, Terry O'Quinn.
Yes. And every character he plays, he is the smart one. He figures stuff out. I think he's going to figure this out.
Oh, yeah.
Fast.
Yeah, I think so, because there was a couple of times, and I'm sure we'll get to it when we get to the scene, where we can talk more about that. But yeah, he plays Sam Chappell, the head of the LAPD gang task force. So I do like him. I know he was in Hawaii 5-0.
Yep, and Lost.
Oh, and Lost, and he's been in movies. So he's old school. I like the dude. I'm glad. The next one is RZA, who plays Cassius Green. He's a DE agent, part of the task force. Now, I'm not going to lie. RZA, I am a fan of RZA. There's certain movies I'm not a fan of him in. The Man with the Golden Arms, Kung Fu movie, the G.I. Joe film. And I've said this every time I talk about RZA. But the recent movie that I saw him in was Brick House Mansions with Paul Walker. And I was like, yeah, RZA, that's the RZA I know. And even in this, I was wondering what role he would be playing and how much of a role he would have. And I like him. I like him as the Brooklyn, I guess he's from the Bronx, kind of East Coast, you know, DE agent, part of the task force. So how do you feel about the RZA?
I like his character. I really do. Mm-hmm. I like his character. I love the little story. Well, not little story, but the story he was telling about the lady he was in love with.
Yeah, the big booty.
And what happened. I love that.
Yeah, that was kind of, but I definitely love how, because you get pulled into the story, and then what happens, and then she gets shot in the face, and then you're just like, but then he screams out the window, shaking that ass up in heaven, so that was funny. So you can tell that it's going to have some moments like that, and then, of course, some stuff that's going to make you laugh, so I'm happy for that. One person that I know Jenny Fly is totally in love with, and as soon as I mentioned his name in this show, she was like, I have to watch this, Jay Hernandez. He plays David, or Dante Acosta. He's the son of the banker.
Yes, the lawyer.
Now, are you familiar with Jay Hernandez?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, he hasn't been anything. I mean,
he hasn't been in anything that normal people would watch. Let's put it that way.
Why would you say normal people?
Because he's been in a lot of, like, stuff that's not blockbuster.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but he was in Hostel.
Yeah, he was in Hostel, and he was in Miley Cyrus's movie, LOL. He was in the TV series Nashville. He was in Last Resort. He's been in quite a few things. The movie I love him in is Crazy Love. Ladder 49 with your Jacinda.
Crazy Love with that white chick, and he lives in L.A. and she's a white.
Crazy Beautiful, not Crazy Love. Crazy Beautiful.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
I think that was the first time I've actually, started liking Jay Hernandez. I like the kid, and he was also in the prequel to the Johnny Depp movie with Al Pacino. No, it was Al Pacino. Oh, my God. I interviewed Luis Guzman in this, but Jay Hernandez was in it, and he played a very young Al Pacino in this. It was a prequel to his – oh, man, I can't remember. But either way, I like the guy. I like the kid. One person that I really, really love, and, of course, I know the Fast and the Furious fans love him.
Yes.
Sung Kang, which he plays – his name is Ty, FBI agent. I know him as Han from the Fast and the Furious franchise.
That he's in this. I love Han. He is like, I just love him.
I wish he wouldn't have cut his hair, though.
No, he looks good, short, cut, clean. Mm.
I knew girl. Yeah, I know some of you girls. Me, I'm like, that's not Han.
He looks good with long hair, too. Don't get me wrong. But, yeah, baby.
I was like, where are your chips? He's always eating chips in the Fast and Furious. That would have been awesome if he was still eating chips in this series.
That would be cool if they had a bag of chips there. That would be awesome.
This one girl, she plays Vanessa. V, she's the ICE agent. And I don't want to mess up her name, but it's like Inbar Labi.
Yep.
Holy crap.
Right.
Holy crap, ball, she's hot.
She's freaking awesome. She is a badass chick, and I love her character already. Episode one, I love her character.
She kind of reminds me of...
She took the taser to the guy's balls. That was freaking awesome.
No, can we rewind and when she put her hair down, okay? It's amazing how you see things. You're like, the taser to the balls is awesome. And I'm like, hold on. When she puts her hair down and says, I got this. I was like, oh,
yeah, that was pretty badass, too.
She got a tattoo on her back. She's hot. So I like her. She's hot. She kind of reminds me of a Michelle Rodriguez kind of role. Like, she ain't gonna take crap from nobody.
Exactly.
We got Cliff Curtis is Javier Acosta. He plays the main... the Papa Acosta. I like this dude. I like him in his movies. Did you ever see Training Day?
No, never seen Training Day.
Holy crap, balls. Okay, if you like gang related, you got to watch Training Day with Denzel Washington and what's his face? White boy, Ethan Hawke.
Yeah.
And whatchamacallit? This guy, Cliff Curtis, he's actually in the movie, and he plays one of the head gang members. And that's what I kind of was like, man, couldn't it be cool if like he was that guy and then he crossed up? But no, yeah, it's not going to happen. But that guy there, he's badass. I like him. And then, of course, there's a girl named, I'm looking in the casting, Chantel Van Santen. She plays Jessica, Jess. She plays the assistant district attorney. She's also the daughter of the captain.
Yeah, she's the daughter of Sam. And I became a fan of hers when she was actually on One Tree Hill.
Oh, really?
As Haley's sister, yeah.
Okay, see, I
love her.
One Tree Hill, that's your going.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're not going to put me in that one. And another one who I am really excited because I really like him in movies, and of course, I'm sure you recognize him from The Sons of Anarchy.
Yes!
Emilio Rivera, who plays Theo Gordo. He's actually the right-hand man to the Acosta crime family. It was good seeing him there. I was like, yeah, The Sons.
Yeah, I'm happy that we get to see him in something else because we all know that this is the last season of Sons of Anarchy. So it's going to be great to see him in this.
Yeah, I'm happy. So, you know, right now I'm feeling it. I'm loving the L.A. feel and the action so far. I do have a complaint because I did see the action scene when the very beginning when they're chasing that thing. And that's why I'm starting to slowly pull my way away from clips because I think I saw that clip and I was like, man, that was like almost the only action. But I totally understand it's introducing you to the characters and getting the story going and everything else. But I kicked myself in the ass for watching that because I already knew that whole scene was going to happen there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty bummed about that part.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're bummed about that part. But did you see his partner dying, which I really wish he wouldn't have died because he was kind of cute too.
Oh, Tanner. Yeah. Let's just get into the episode.
Okay.
Of course, the episode kicks off in East L.A. in 1998 where we meet a very young Ryan and his buddy David, who is banker and detective, but back then they were kids. And, of course, Carlos, who's a pain in the ass from day one, it seems that way. They kind of meet. That's how they kind of meet, and he gets pulled into the family and all that good stuff. And then it fast forwards, of course, to the present day to the robbery, and that's when we meet Ryan and Tanner and their partners, and this is where it gets a little crazy. Now, Tanner and Ryan are having drinks. They see a tagger, and they decide to go. You know, Tanner's like, "Let's go get him," and Ryan's like, "No, let's just call a cab." Did you see? I felt it. I knew something was going to
happen. Yeah, I knew something was going to happen because he was drunk. And normally, when every movie and television show, when the cop is drunk and they go after somebody, something bad happens. But going back to when, you know, we see that, what was his name? The one that broke Ryan's arm.
Carlos.
Okay, we see Carlos, and, you know, he breaks Ryan's arm when he was a kid, and then the big old bad comes in, and it's like, blah, 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 your family, basically. When you seen him driving the police car, did you think that, okay, he's good, you know, he got out of that life?
Yeah, I had no idea. I knew that there was going to be – I knew that this Detective Ryan was going to be on the fence of being a cop and being a bad guy. I knew that
was
the premise of the story. But I really thought, you know, I thought he was part of the family, and I really thought that when you saw the watch and him driving present day, I really thought, like, okay, he did something with his life, you know. And I really thought it was going to be one of those things where he knows the Acosta family, and it's hard for him. And that's what I figured it was going to be like, you know, he was going to go after his family that he loved. That's what I thought was going to happen.
Yeah.
I did not see. They just put it right in your face. Like, you know, Papa Acosta's like, yo. You know, I'm the one that told you to join the military. I'm the one that told you to join the LAPD gang task force. And I'm the one that you've been telling me all the information about what's been going on.
And that he sent his own son to be a lawyer / banker. And that's smart. That is like
very smart
shit right there.
Papa Acosta's not messing around, you know? So
you got your men on the street, and then you got your moles in all these departments.
Oh yeah, I mean, Papa Costa's not gonna mess around, you know. So I'm curious to see how that's gonna pan out. So you saw Tanner getting shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of sucks that your Tanner's role, and you're like, oh, I'm in the show like 30 minutes, and then I die.
Yeah, exactly.
So, did you think he was going to take down Carlos, or did you think he was going to at least shoot Carlos? Or
I was surprised that he didn't shoot Carlos. But at the same time, I kind of knew he wasn't going to. Like, I don't know why I knew he wasn't going to. It was just because he hesitated and because he called him Orphan
right.
Annie. So I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna at least, when he found out, he was going to either just shoot him. I personally, I don't know what Ryan was thinking. I mean, I think it's going to bite him in his ass because, you know, I think Carlos shot him. He should have taken at least a shot, grazed his arm, something.
Yeah.
But not shooting, I think that's going to bite him in his ass. You know, and I think that's where this case and this whole Tanner shooting is not the end of it, especially now that we have.
Because they did bring it up that he didn't fire. He didn't fire his weapon at all.
And since you're bringing that up, you notice who the Eternal Affairs guy is, right? AI, you know, you've seen him before. Do you remember him?
No, I don't remember him.
The Sons of Anarchy.
Yes, yes, season one. I don't like that dude.
He was what's her face's crazy
stalker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like him.
As soon as I saw him, I'm like, Sons of Anarchy. Yeah.
Hopefully, he gets shot too.
Yeah. I want him to go down like he did in the Sons. I mean, the guy, whoever he is an actor. I mean,
he's
great
brilliant. Doctor. That's why we hate him so much.
Yeah, exactly. Because as soon as I saw his face, I was like, die, you need to die. Well, actually, he started everything in Sons. Yeah, let's not even get started about that. So then we see that the another little moment here, which I think is going to be a little red flag. We have Jess, the captain's daughter. She shows up, which we don't know at the time. She's just with the district, you know, the district attorney. But she wants to question Detective Ryan, and that's when Papa Captain says, you're my daughter. You know, so then all of a sudden you find out, like, oh, they're father and daughter.
Yeah.
Is it safe to say that it doesn't look like these two get along and have a great relationship?
Yeah. I mean, they're father and daughter. I mean, sometimes fathers and daughters don't get along. But at the same time, they're in – like, she's supposed to investigate his department. If something happened to him and he did something wrong, she comes and investigates. So, yeah, I can see where they're, like, going to be at heads.
Yeah, it's going to be a pain. I think she's going to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But I think something's going to happen because I think I saw a little bit
I think she's going to fall in love with Ryan.
I think she's going to want his pistola. That's gun in Spanish. I've been practicing that all day.
Just so you could use it, really? Wait, shouldn't you already know that?
Sometimes I only speak Spanish when I'm drunk. For some reason, I don't know what it is. I can understand it, but if I had a couple of tequila shots and we were doing this show, I'd probably do this whole thing in Spanish. But I'm only having coffee right now, so I can't do it.
Okay.
So let's see what else. Then Ryan gets out of the hospital and goes and visits Javier, and that's when we first meet David. We see him all grown up, and he's gone to business school, and he's helping his father make money, and Carlos is there, of course. Carlos is not the most productive son.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think I really thought Ryan was going to get a good pop into Carlos when he got into that club.
Really?
You know? I thought so. I mean, if I was Javier, I would have been like, okay, let him get a couple of licks in. Like, you shot his partner, for Christ's sake.
I don't want him to fight, so no, I didn't see that.
Yeah, but I mean, come on.
I've seen Carlos beating Ryan's ass. That's what I saw.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he would have. No, I really think they should have allowed him. And for that moment right there, I realized when Papa Acosta stopped everything, I really think, I know that Acosta talks about family and that's all this and everything else, but he's not really family, and I could see it backfiring on Detective Ryan, and Ryan's going to have to go a different route, because every little thing that happened, like when Ryan would try to do it's I don't know, it just seems like he's not really, he's just using him.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm gathering, and if he makes it through it, great, you can be part of the family. If not, and you die or you get arrested along the way, you know,
blood's thicker than, you know.
Exactly. So I think it's really going to be, you know, he talks a lot of talk right now. But I think Detective Ryan's going to have to really come to a fork in the road. and make a decision, it's going to get – because it almost looks like you have Acosta, you know, the drug dad, and then you have almost the captain. Almost – I mean, the captain seems really close to Ryan.
Well, of course, you know? The captain's really close to Ryan.
Well, I know, but I'm saying it's not. No, it's not a regular captain and cop relationship. Like he gives him the gun and he's always tapping on the shoulder.
It's probably kind of like Costco. Wait, I just called
Costco.
Yeah.
Gotta go shopping. Costa. Javier.
Javier. Whatever. It's kind of like him. I think. The watch. The watch that Ryan got from his father, I think his father might have been a police officer or something that dealt with the authorities. And that's why Sam is kind of like maybe fathering him too.
Right. Okay. So you think we're going to see a backstory on that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I guess we'll... No, I definitely believe that there's something there because he's really close to Ryan, unlike he is to the other detectives and cops. You know, I mean, he gets that gun in the very beginning. That's a big thing. And then he tells him, like, I specifically pulled you out of the service to join my task force because you're a great cop. He's continuously always kind of pumping him up, like, you're a great cop. He listens to what he has to say. So, yeah, I think there's some kind of backstory that we're going to see, hopefully. Which is going to even make it harder because Detective Ryan's going to be in a really shitty place. Like, he's really going to have to choose right from wrong.
I don't think he's going to be able to.
I think he is. And that's what's going to make it so difficult.
I honestly think that Sam raised him too. So it's going to be like father against father and then the son because, you know, he doesn't have his father. So he feels loyal to the police department and now he feels loyal to his gang. I don't know, Mike. I don't know.
Okay, we'll see what happens. You need to watch more gang movies so you can see what I see. Because you watch all these love romantic shows, they don't show this stuff.
Well, yeah, they do.
I've been down this path.
Threesomes, never mind.
You know what? Let's keep going, because you're going into a whole different realm I don't want to talk about. We don't do threesomes and gang-related, okay? So let's talk about...
There is a love triangle going on in gang.
Well, we'll get there. Which is what I got to say. Sylvia is hot, but let's move on. Real quick. So then we get a little piece of Ryan and RZA hitting the streets. Mm-hmm. And that's when we get the booty story.
Yeah.
And they go visit J-Dub. What did you think of that website, bearhugus.com? That was pretty funny.
Did you Google after?
No, I didn't. I haven't done it. I wrote it down because I really want to see if the website really exists. But I did write bearhug.us.com, so I want to see if that website really does exist. If it does, that is simply awesome. So we get that little meet and greet with J-Dub, and then we see Han and Vanessa. They visit those Asian dudes, and Han grabs that bolt like Superman. He's a G. He's a straight G. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Do you think there's a little background? Because, you know, he says some stuff. Right when he walks into that Asian dude, he says something to him. And the dude kind of, like, backs up a little bit. Do you think that Han used to be in something before he became a cop?
I think so. I honestly think everybody in this little task force was in some type of gang.
Right.
Because he knew exactly what the bolts were for.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just waiting for him to roll up his sleeve and show us his...
That's what I was waiting for. I was like, come on, take your shirt off, Han, show these bitches. And he didn't, but he grabbed it. And then that hot Asian girl came out.
He just wanted to see his abs. Anyways, she was nice.
Okay, one, no, but I know Han has abs because he was in Fast and Furious. Two, hot Asian girl. I love Asian women. Yeah, she was...
That was my brother.
She's a hottie. And then they leave, and that's when Vanessa pulls out she pulls down her hair.
Yep.
Man, we should just have a moment of silence for that.
Okay.
And then she zaps the Asian dude's balls.
That was awesome.
And then she gets that name, Carlos Acosta. Of course, and that's the shooter who witnessed the murder of Tanner. And so now, what was going through your mind when they were like, got the name, it's Carlos Acosta? What were you...
I was like, how the hell is Ryan going to get out of this? That's what I was like, how is he going to get out of this?
I agree. When they said the name, I was like, oh, damn, Ryan. This is too much stress, and this is what you're getting hanging out with the family. And don't get me wrong. I know there's probably people listening to the show are going to be listening to the show and be like, it's all about familia. And I get it, but I feel for Ryan right now, man.
Yeah, but, okay, at the same time with that, you know, he's going to picnics with the family, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
If this family was really under surveillance, how in the hell is he getting away with going to a cookout?
You know what? That is one of the moments that I was like, yay, nobody's watching. And also the part, and we'll talk about it more in detail, but when another part is when Ryan goes and talks to Carlos in the cage. Wouldn't they have had cameras?
Yeah.
That area for just view?
Unless it's part of the cage where they don't have cameras so they can do
the shit out of you?
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay, that makes sense. But let's go back to your theory. Yes. How does he go to a barbecue and no one sees them?
Exactly. Because normally when police, and this is what happens in real life, when a place is under surveillance,
right?
They have something out there watching.
Yeah, I would figure there was somebody. I mean, it would have been cooler to see Ryan, like, jump the fence, you know, like, go park his car behind and, like, go through the alley. Something
yeah.
was kind of, like, more like, I'm not supposed to be here kind of thing, but just hanging out for many hours.
He pulls on up with a gift and everything.
Yeah, he was hanging out, eating tamales, you know, and so, and that's when we see our boy from Sons of Anarchy, Tio, we're just going to call him Tio, Uncle, and he makes some mean tamales. And he's just a bad dude and hanging out there. And that's when we get introduced to Sylvia. Now, Sylvia, it looks like, I was like, whoa, who's this hot Latina girl? All right, another one. And she comes up and she gives Ryan a hug and she's about to tell him something. And that's when David's like, ding, 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 ding. I have an announcement. Do you think she was going to say like, hey, haven't seen you in forever. Guess what? I'm sleeping with David now.
Yeah.
There's something there.
You're not just sleeping with him. He got down. David got down on one knee.
Yeah, when he says, I got something special with my girlfriend, and then Orion's face was like, and I'm just like, dude, you not see how much drama this family's causing you right now? Now you just lost the chick. Your partner's dead.
I would be like, I'm moving to the East Coast. Bye.
I'd be like, you know what? Bets are off. I'm moving. I'm going to leave. So now I did see the trailer for next week.
I have not seen the trailer.
I saw the trailer, and it looks like Sylvia gets some cold feet and decides she doesn't want to marry, you know.
That's going to put, because right now we have David and Ryan kind of working together. You know, they're best friends. They're working together, kind of. Sylvia's going to come in and rip that completely apart.
Oh, dude, in next week's commercial, she shows up at Ryan's house to talk. And then all of a sudden, Ryan tells Daniel, like, yeah, Sylvia came over to talk. He was like, what's she doing over there? Uh-oh. Da-da-da-da-da. Vagina's going to mess everything up right there. And I think that's going to be another thing to make Ryan be like, maybe this isn't the right path I'm going down in.
Yeah. And the love triangle is going to piss me off. So let's not put a love triangle in gang-related.
No, we don't need whoever's listening, we hope that somebody, one person's listening from the TV series. Yeah, no love triangle. No. Either make some drama happen and then somebody die. But I like Sylvia.
Yep.
So not,
I like
don't
Sylvia.
Cut her off real quick. Don't cut her off real quick. And then, of course, while Ryan's there at the barbecue, he gives a little information to Javier. Mm-hmm. And then Ryan splits. And then we see Javier show up. This poor black dude is chained up. He's got his ass beat. And I have a clip here because I just love it. And here it is.
I already told them. Inglewood.
What for?
See, now I know you're lying to me. You're lying to me because I know that it's going to Palmdale.
Go to hell!
What for? You
cockroach.
Oh. Hey. Some people say my people resemble roaches. How we reproduce, our resilience. But what is true is you step on us, break our backs, we keep crawling.
That's right!
But you kill us. Nola comes to take his place.
That's
right.
Do what
you say, Buzzer, sir.
So look around you, amigo. Brown is the new black.
Oh, I love that line right there. Brown is the new black. So it's obvious in that clip there that Javier is not afraid to take his shirt off and get dirty.
No, he's not. And that's we're kind of, I mean, it kind of surprised me when it shouldn't have surprised me because he is a gangster and he's like the main gangster, but it surprised me a little. Really
because did. You really thought maybe he's gone business and he's really trying to do it for...
I thought so.
Well, I mean, and that just shows you right there because in the beginning, you know, he's all about telling Ryan, you know, my business is going to be legit, you know, this and this and that. You know, he's pumping him up with all this information. But then when you see Javier do this, now some people would say that's badass. You know, for Javier to get his answers, he's got to do this stuff. But I really think, and this is just another red flag for Ryan, that if you were really trying to go legit, you would not be getting your hands dirty. Mm-hmm. You got Uncle right there with the freaking cleaver. You got other dudes. You know, I mean, it's obvious that you already know the truth, Javier. So, like, have one of your boys, kill him, bury him, and it's done. But Javier is going to take pleasure in cutting up this dude, you know?
Yeah.
Which is another red flag for Ryan.
Ryan, he needs to move.
Oh, Ryan. I'm going to punch him in his face.
But
what?
The oh my God moment.
What was your oh my God moment?
When Ryan texted, I'm going to call him Huggy Bear.
You just can't wait. You're just jumping to the end.
I can't wait. Because anything after, you know, he took off the shirt and stuff like that, and then, yeah, he went and found the gun and the Bible because he was like, where are they going to find the gun?
Whoa. Okay. That is a big moment right there where freaking Carlos tells him the gun is in the Bible.
Yeah.
Did you notice that when he goes straight for the Bible, Captain says, yo, Ryan, do you have anything? He's like, nah. And then Captain kind of hesitates a little bit. Like, Captain knows.
He knows. And then they planted the drugs on him.
Oh, yeah.
How they got him. And that's, you know, when he got in the cage and all that, blah, blah,
blah. Did you see what that looked like? Blue meth from...
From Breaking Bad.
From Breaking Bad right there.
Yep. That's what it looked like.
It's Walter White stuff right there.
Yep.
Heisenberg.
Yep.
You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
How could I not? Like, I don't have to watch Breaking Bad to know what Breaking Bad was all about.
Internet
fans. All over the internet.
Internet fans, my friend Amy has never watched one episode of Breaking Bad.
I don't care.
You need to watch that.
I don't care.
Please, you watch Once Upon a Time with Little Fairies. I hope you would watch some Breaking Bad. It's some of the best television.
I don't care.
Okay, so I know. So you want a best board. You were like, find the ballot gun. Okay, now let me ask you a question. Do you think that gun and him putting it and hiding it evidence, do you think that's going to bite anybody in the ass?
Yes, later? It's going to bite. Everything's going to bite Ryan in the ass. Like, Ryan is going to get bit in the ass a number of times, and one might be by me.
Well, I got it. Okay, I got it. So let's just get to your end part.
Yes, my end part. I loved it. He was like, "Do you want the guy that killed your? Do you want the guy that killed your buddy?"
He actually said, "You want the boy who shot your homies."
Okay, well, same thing.
That was like the white version, and here's the true version.
I loved it, and then he was in the car watching it.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes. I was like, yes. Yes.
So
how, like, action like that and murder and mayhem can, like, make me go, woohoo.
Yeah, considering that when we watched The Following on Fox, you thought all the serial killers were hot. You have some serious issues. You might want to get that looked at.
I might.
Yeah, so when Carlos was getting shot, you're like, oh, yeah, turn me on. That's what you were getting turned on.
No, I wasn't thinking it will turn me on. I was just like, hell yeah, that's awesome.
But, yeah, but it's obvious that the show shows you that no matter – because I would have thought Carlos would have been a big character.
Yeah, would have been so, too.
Yeah, and then Ryan's like, I got the last life, bitch, and kind of got Carlos killed, which I think next episode, Papa Costa is not very happy at all. So I think this is definitely going to start a war because if he doesn't retaliate back – to this black gang, whoever their names are, I can't remember, it's going to make them look weak.
Yeah.
You know, so then we're dealing with an episode of Sons of Anarchy.
Yep.
So all hell's going to break loose, I think, the next couple of episodes. So we got that drama between the gangs. Then we're going to have drama between Daniel and Ryan and Sylvia, because Sylvia's going to be throwing her vagina over at freaking Ryan.
You know what?
What?
You know, Sons is it's a Fox show, just like gang related. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Sons get ready to go off air, so maybe this is like our replacement. Because I can kind of see it. I mean, one of the first opening scenes after his partner died, he jumps on a bike.
I would not compare this to Sons of Anarchy, okay?
I know, you can't compare it to Sons. Sons
no.
Like this shit.
And when I say that, I'm not dissing gang related. It's just like, that's West Coast, that's Los Angeles, and this is over here, is the Sons of Anarchy. Like, you just... It's two different worlds. You can't.
I tried, but yeah. After Mike said, "Okay, yeah, you can't."
Yeah, you can't do that. And so after that, then we talked about it earlier. AI shows up to Jess, the assistant district attorney, and starts questioning the thought process of like, how come there was no bullets from Ryan? And then it goes dun dun dun, and that's it. So what do you think? Do you think she's going to warn Ryan and be like, what's going on? Like, I know you're my dad's best. You're like treated like a son. And all of a sudden they're going to make out. I know they're going to hook up. So then she's going to be like torn, like to tell the truth, not to tell the truth. Do you think she's going to go after him? Or do you think she's going to, out of respect for my dad,
she's going to go do her job.
Yeah, especially with that douchebag of freaking Eternal Affairs. If he's anything like Sons of Anarchy, he's going to be pain in my ass. He already is already.
Yeah. Definitely.
So I looked on Twitter here, and your friend Mask One, you can find him on Twitter,
Brandon. At
ClearEyes9. He sent a tweet to us and said, gang-related Fox, watched it last night. Interested in which way it's going to spin. Great first episode. And I would have to agree.
Yeah.
I would have to agree. I liked it. I was very impressed, and I can't wait to see how it's going to turn out. So I think that's it for me.
That's it for me, too.
So from scale 1 to 10, first episode, premiere episode, pilot, gang-related. You give it
no,
a 10?
No, I'm going to give it a 9, because that scene where he just, like, walks into the cookout, walks into the barbecue, and there's no surveillance or anything like that, that took away from me.
Really?
Yeah.
I would probably give it an 8, and an 8 is still a high score for me. I kicked myself in the ass that I did see the robbery for the armored truck. I wish I wouldn't have seen that, because that, besides that part, and then, of course, which we really didn't talk a lot because you didn't think it was a big scene, but the whole fish trade kind of thing with the gangs and that whole thing, and how, you know, Ryan found out, do not go in the main entrance because it was C4, and it's just too, all that crazy stuff and everything else. So that was a good gun scene. I like that action there.
I don't know.
I know. You weren't feeling it. I know, that's why you didn't bring it up.
Exactly.
But it's
because,
okay.
I don't know. I just wasn't feeling it.
That just didn't turn you on enough as seeing Carlos get blasted in his Range Rover.
No. I mean, it was good for, like, an ending. Because, you know, movies, they do that big old cop cars all over the baseball field, blah, 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 because that's where the action is going down.
Right.
But, I don't know. I wasn't feeling this one.
You know what I didn't understand? Carlos had a Range Rover. Nice car. Carlos had nice clothes. But his apartment, what was up with his apartment? I thought he was living in like a in a penthouse.
Just some guys focus on the car, Mike. You should know this.
No.
And they don't take care of their house.
No, I focus on my crib, and then I don't take care of my car because my car is just, But the crib, I was surprised. I was like, that can't be his house. What? That's his house? And then he comes in a Range Rover. I was like, what? But that would make sense. Maybe it is about the ride and the kicks on his feet than his place. I don't know. I figure Carlos would have had some kind of security cameras. You know, your dad is like the main guy.
You would think he would lived in something a little nicer.
Yeah, something more protective.
Yeah.
Because I've lived in apartments like that Carlos lived in, but I'm just saying, I would figure he would have had some kind of cameras outside.
Maybe it wasn't in production. Maybe he didn't have funds for it.
I guess. So that's it for this first recap show for Gang Related, and it comes on every Thursday night on Fox. Next week's episode, I have it right here, is going to be called Sangre por sangre. Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be nuts.
Come on. Now, I thought I would get to know what everything means because I'm hosting with you.
Okay, you know what? Let me just Google this sucker right here. And, could it mean? What is it, really? Blood for blood. Sangre por sangre. Blood for blood.
Okay.
Oh, man. Have you ever seen Blood In, Blood Out?
No.
Oh, my. What the hell is wrong with you? You need to see this
movie. I've only had you in my life for 2 years, Mike.
Oh, Blood In, Blood Out. Gosh, you have to see it. It's one of the best movies ever on the planet, besides American Me. Yeah, we're going to take you down some, you know, hey, Brown's the New Black. That's where we're taking you, Amy.
Okay.
Even though you're a total white girl, but we're going to convert you. You're going to get a little tattoo on your hand. Mi vida loca. No?
Okay.
No? Okay, no. We're going to call you Brown Ice. We're going to call you Brown Ice.
But my eyes are not brown.
Ah, just go with it. All right, people.
They're green. Oh, it's okay. Totally different.
We'll just call you Green Eyes. For this show, I'm going to be like Mike Pierce, or I shouldn't say use my real last name since it's Mireles, but I'm going to call you Green Eyes.
Okay.
It makes sense. You watch a couple of gang movies, you'll get it. So we'll be back next Friday afternoon. The showtime, the live show. So we're going to be here live so you can join the chat room. And don't forget, people, you can subscribe on iTunes so we can come to your iDevices. All you got to do is go to iTunes, search Variety Radio Online, and bam, we're there, and you can find us, and we can come to you anytime. If you want to check out the VRO and check out some of the other past recap shows that Amy and I have done with other past shows, hosts, and ourselves, all you got to do is go to thevro.com. That is the Matrix. Everything is there. But if you're on blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online, there is an archive menu. You can check out all the shows. But I suggest going to thevro.com because that's where everything is. And it's easier to find.
Yeah.
And don't forget Variety Radio Online on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. They definitely like those Facebook likes. And on Twitter, at thevro. Amy can be found on Twitter at?
AmyVRO.
And me, you can check me out at Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter, Instagram, and you can check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. So that is it for the gang-related pilot recap show that happened on May 22nd on Fox. Don't forget, if you want to follow all the action, hashtag gang-related Fox. That's what we're using. That's what the show's using, hashtag gang-related Fox. So that's it. We will be back next Friday afternoon to talk about Blood for Blood. It's going to be awesome. And everybody have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye.